Shares in the payment processing startup Square started trading on Wall Street today. Square is one of the biggest companies that allows stores to accept payments easily via credit card, partly by plugging a device into a mobile phone or tablet. But that technology does more than just change payments. It changes behavior. From Here and Now contributor KUT in Austin, Joy Diaz reports.
So a single latte, 12 ounce, or single shot of espresso, 12 ounce latte in the bar. It's $8.50.
If your morning routine, like the morning routine of Kai Alterman, includes a stop at a cafe or a cab ride, it's possible that when it comes time to pay, your server will slide your card, then hand you a screen similar to an iPad to sign, complete with choices of how much to tip. Alterman hits the middle option, 20%.
I think this makes people tip more often, because you feel more guilty not tipping with those.
It's true. Sarah Castro is a barista at the same cafe. She says the screen with tipping options does make people tip more often.
I think we're like almost double what we were making before.
In tips. Tipping for counter service is a relatively new development in the U.S., and some people, like Nicole Burns, resent those screens.
I feel like that's frustrating. I'm like, why should I tip you for giving me a cup of coffee? Like, you did your job. I don't get tipped at my job.
But when faced with the screen, most people do tip.
You are shamed into doing a lot of that stuff. You're paying to not feel like a jerk.
So why do we do it? Do we feel shamed into tipping? Embarrassed? Bob Duke is a researcher on human behavior and co-host of the KUT program Two Guys on Your Head.
This sort of capitalizes on the inherent laziness of human beings, which isn't necessarily a bad thing.
Really? So we're just lazy?
So there are two things that are happening when the tipping is governed by a screen when you're paying on your credit card. First of all, there is a suggestion that's made to you that you're going to give a tip, right? Of course, you can opt out of it, but you have to opt out. You have to decide, no, I'm not going to give this person a tip.
And that requires an action on our part, an action that's very likely we won't take. Duke says studies have proven that. So it's not a motivation thing, guilt. Shame. It's a human behavior thing. More specifically, a thing about the predictability of human behavior. The second thing that Duke says we have to decide is how much to tip.
And most people will often choose the middle option.
And we usually choose the middle option, whether it's 10% or even 25%. Studies done by the Center for Decision Sciences at Columbia University in New York confirm the same thing. If people are automatically enrolled in a program, whether it's a pension program or an organ donation program, they rarely opt out.
The choice to have to move to another place is more effortful than to just stay where we are.
And when people are given the choice to opt in, we rarely take it. That's why we tip when we see that screen. It is the end of the day at the cafe, and Caitlin Finney is tallying all the tips.
Funny. We did pretty good today. Not bad.
So, next time you're faced with a tip screen, don't feel mad or ashamed. Feel empowered. After all, you don't have to tip, but you do have to actively make the decision not to. For Here and Now, I'm Joy Diaz in Austin.